Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense. If you don't like what you see here,
nobody wants to take you prisoner. You know, a good friend of mine, I say this because it's kind of cute. A good friend of mine was one of the first people I knew to get a CPL when it was legal in Michigan. And I've also had the opportunity to end up behind him driving down a county road or two over the last few years. He generally drives about 5 miles under the speed limit and drives me absolutely bonkers because he drives like, well, like he's 110 years old. At least that's what I tell him. But apparently, people that have CPLs are better drivers. That's what Dr. John Lott lets us know. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Back with us. Doctor, welcome to the conversation.
Good to talk to you again.
So this friend of mine, he's been a proponent of CPLs for a long time. He also drives slow, and I don't know that he's ever, probably never had an accident. So, but the CPL carriers, people that have a concealed pistol license, and the research you've done, the numbers bear out, they are, in fact, better drivers.
Right. Well, I mean, we know that permit holders are extremely law-abiding compared to the rest of the population. They, police officers are convicted of misdemeanors or felonies at about 1/37th the rate of the general population. But permit holders actually are convicted of crimes at about 1/6 the rate that police officers are. And it doesn't just apply to misdemeanors and felonies generally. If you look at things like drunk driving or driving under the influence or reckless driving, permit holders are dramatically safer drivers. Overall, the data for Michigan, looking at the year 5 years from 2012 to 2016, they were convicted of those types of offenses at about 1/12 the rate of other drivers.
Yeah, well, and that's interesting to know. But you find out the people that have CPLs, they're willing to go through the training, they're willing to sit through class, they're willing to have their lives examined closely in order to get the CPL. So I guess it would stand to reason, and in your work, your numbers bear it out, that they're more responsible individuals.
Right. I mean, one thing that's interesting is that permit holders obviously are much more composed of men than our drivers. I mean, drivers are evenly divided between men and women, maybe slightly more women. But permit holders are much more men. You would think just by itself that would, given that men are more likely generally to be convicted of drunk driving or driving under the influence of some drug or reckless drivers, that permit holders would have a worse rate. But despite the fact that they're so much more heavily male, they are much safer.
Right. Okay, so that's I guess that stands to reason. I want to shift gears a little bit because I know that you've been on the President's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity as well, and you had a chance to testify last week. The reason I say that is because I have this headline here in my hand that Howard Dean calls the Trump Voter Commission crackpots. These are crackpots. They're dangerous crackpots. They are undermining the right to vote, and they are racist, which is what you would expect Howard Dean to say. What are these commissions and what are these commissions really all about?
Right. Yeah, well, I was asked to go and testify this last Tuesday in the first hearings that they had for the commission. And I don't know, I guess I've often been tried out as Exhibit 1 for the types of claims that you were just quoting Howard Dean is saying. My testimony was basically on two points, but the one that seemed to get the most interest was saying that maybe we could use the NICS background check system to try to check whether people were eligible to vote. There's the NICS system, the National Background Instant Check System that we have for being able to go and purchase guns. goes and covers more things than are involved with whether or not you can legally vote or not. But two of the things that they do cover are, one, whether you're a U.S. citizen or not, and two, whether or not you have a felony background. And, you know, the amazing thing to me is that there's literally only a few states that in any way check to see whether or not you are a U.S. citizen.
Right.
And even those really only kind of do it partially. And there are 34 states that supposedly ban you from being able to go and vote for at least some period of time if you have a felony. But when you look at it, those only check the criminal records within your own state. So if you go and commit a felony in another state and then move, you know, you probably can successfully vote without any problem because they're only going to check the records. And most states don't even check any records, but even the ones that do will only be for that state. Well, the NICS background check system already has the information for all the states put into it, you know, as well as the federal government. It has State Department and Homeland Security information in order to try to check whether somebody, you know, is eligible to vote in terms of citizenship.
And we already learned that in New Hampshire, 6,500 people voted that didn't follow through and get a driver's license. Same-day registration, didn't follow through and get driver's licenses and so forth as required by law. Hillary Clinton only won that state by 1,200 votes. Makes you wonder if people voting from other states or unauthorized vote may have swung it there. I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
All right. Well, I guess to me, look, you and I have talked about some of the problems that I have with the NICS system, but here you have literally hundreds of prominent Democrats who have said that they believe the system is accurate, simple, and fair, and that it in no way impinges on people's ability to go and own a gun for self-defense. You know, if they believe that, and you can do it for free for voters, I mean, I can talk about why it's much lower cost to check that.
Then they should stand up for it. I agree. Dr. John Locke.